All right.
Well, Coach Chamberlain, it's always good to see you again. Talk about having those honorary captains around, guys that you coached.
I'm telling you, Stu, those two, that's part of the thrill of the spring game. You want to see your players play and all the excitement, but also you look forward to those guys coming back that had special meaning in this program, just like Ted, just like Kerry, captains, leaders on offense and defense there, and just to have them around because, again, I haven't seen these guys in a number of years, so just to have them back within their Flyer family is so special.
Talk about the practices you guys have had, and then I know you got one more tomorrow, and just some of the stuff you accomplished.
Yeah, I think what we've accomplished is to, on offense, we're getting better in our timing, and I think that's so important. You saw it out here, still a little rank, bumps in the road there, but the timing got better as it progressed. I thought Jake Chibson's going to be our running back, but to see other guys step up like John Schiretti and Logan Davis and see them performing, that was a plus there. And then defensively, just the outstanding play of our linebackers, Ben Schmiesing and Nate Arthur. Those two were playmakers, and what did they do today? They made plays on out on the field.
Your wide receivers, let's go back to Chisholm.
Okay.
In the Pioneer Football League, you don't want him running 40, 50 times a game.
No, you don't. I mean, the competition we're playing against, that takes a beating on the body. I don't care how big you are. You've got to have a second, a third running back that you can put in there, but it doesn't lower the bar.
Right.
You want somebody that can execute it still at that high level, and we have that in Schiretti and Davis.
Now talk about your wide receivers, your offensive line. Is that your most experienced group?
Oh, the receivers and the offensive line are the most experienced. As far as really playing well, our wide receivers. I talked about them last year going into the season, and they have just continued to blossom. You saw it again today. Who came up with big plays? Kyle Hazel on that great catch over the middle here. Joe Swanson on a catch. Luke Brenner. Derek Willits. Those guys, they're going to make plays for us.
What about your kickers and punters?
Kickers and punters here. Drew Neiman, he's had, I thought, his best spring practice as a whole. He's more consistent, which is what we need. He'll kick a 45-yarder, great hang time, and then he'll kick a 30-yarder that he shanks. We got to get the consistency. Sam Webster, our number one kicker, had hip surgery, so he didn't get to kick at all. But what that did, that gave Michael Denning more opportunities to work on his consistency, which he's done.
Now, I heard you mention on the radio something about the way you want your punter to kick, kind of directional?
Yes.
Okay.
What we do, whenever we line up for punt, we'll tell our punter and punt team, do we want it right or do we want it left? We'll even tell them if we want it out of bounds, right or left. You really never want it down the middle because that is so much space for great return men to run. And I'm telling you, Stu, anytime we kick it down the middle by mistake, it costs us. And so that's why we want to make sure a guy can do that.
Any Wayne Corbett's around?
I remember Wayne very well. That we'd say kick up in the stands to keep away from him.
Talk about your defensive line and the defensive ends in line. I know that's something that you like.
Oh, yeah, on defense. I'm a defensive guy. And what's been so good is we've had experience come back. Chris Pepe, Jarrell Lewis. And then when you add in the mix of Joe Durham, who was hurt most of last year as a senior. He was a starter for us coming into the year. He got to play late, but now he's been able to get a lot more reps in, be a more of a playmaker for us. So you have those three. And then Sam Shattuck and Drew Robertson, who played last year and played well, to have that front, that's a big plus for your defense.
Your safety and backfield, is that open?
It's open because we lose Brandon Easterling and Joe Bubonics.
Okay.
Two very good players for us. And right now it's Matt Linty and Logan Dalton, who are seniors.
Okay.
So they were their backups. So they've been in the program a while. They know what to do, and now it's just being consistent out of their play. But I've been pleased what I've seen out of them.
Are Bubonics and Easterling, are those NFL guys, you think?
I'm telling you, Easterling, Joe is it. Joe knows that. He's going into coaching.
Okay.
Easterling, he went to a pro day camp at Toledo, tested off the chart, tested out. Ever since his pro day, I mean, he ran like a 4.52, 41-inch vertical, his shuttle, everything. Since that pro day, I think we've had 10 different NFL teams call about him, mm-hmm. wanting film, wanting to know about him as okay. a person, as a player. Stu, I really believe, I wasn't sure going into mm-hmm. into this draft season if he would have a shot.
Okay.
He's going to get a shot, if at least a free agent. I know he'll get to do that.
Doesn't that give the rest of these guys in this program hope that if they're really, really good and they listen to what you guys teach them and tell them, that there's a chance?
There's a chance, because the NFL out there, they know the Dayton football program
right.
and the type of players we have here,
mm-hmm.
and they know they have a chance if they're willing to sacrifice and do what they need to do
mm-hmm.
to reach out. That's how Adam Trautman got there.
Right.
It was talent, but he sacrificed. Right. Brandon Easterling, same thing. Guys want to follow that path. It's not just step out on the field.
Mm-hmm.
They got to work at it.
I always ask Anthony Grant this. Being at your alma mater, isn't it great? And one of your players that we just talked to mentioned that it's great to have a flyer that knows the flyer way.
Yeah.
And that you're successful here.
I tell you, I think what it does, Stu, Anthony, I'm sure he feels the same way.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you don't get into coaching for a job. It's
right.
a passion. It's
right.
a passion for you. When you're at your alma mater, that passion increases
right.
because of your pride in your school.
Right.
And you want to do everything to make sure that that school stays at the high standard
right.
that people look at.
Mm-hmm.
And so that puts to you, hey, I'm going to make sure I work hard enough right. to keep that at that high level.
And it wasn't easy for you because you followed a legend.
Oh. Telling me. People have always said, you don't follow a legend. You wait till you're the next guy who follows the legend. And but, you know, still, I was prepared well.
Yeah.
Being under Mike those many years. It might have mm-hmm. been different if I was somebody coming in that never was around Mike.
Right.
Being around Mike all those years, I learned a lot from him
right.
and knew how to handle a program. And so that made the transition
right.
a little easier. I was more comfortable mm-hmm. with it there and
right.
things, and so I've been very fortunate that it has turned out the way that it has.
And the administration here is great for you guys, because Anthony said that he has the backing, and he said he knows the other coaches do as well.
Oh, give you an example. Neil Sullivan's at our team function last night. We
mm-hmm.
get together night before a game, watch
okay.
a movie, you know, get together.
Right.
Neil's there talking to the team about how wonderful this team is and the new practice facility and
right.
other little things. This morning, Dr. Spina's at our freshman orientation of our
okay.
incoming freshmen,
okay.
telling them, hey, you're at a special place, you're with a special mm-hmm. program, going on and on. You have that kind of support. 7:30 on a Saturday night.
Right.
10 o'clock on a Sunday morning,
mm-hmm.
those people are there because they are very passionate about our program.
Some of the players, me and Andre were asking them about, you know, you don't have too much issues with transfer portal, do
no,
you, at this
no.
level, do you?
We don't, Stu. And part of it is guys are wanting to go to come to a place that
right.
offers a scholarship and all that. But then as far as our guys going, they're really not that interested. They like what they have here,
yeah.
and they know it's going to be harder mm-hmm. to go someplace
right.
to get a scholarship.
Right.
And so we don't have a lot of issues with that. We've had some guys that, and where it's going to affect us, too, I really believe, instead of guys coming back for a fifth year here, possibly,
mm-hmm.
they'll go into the transfer portal to see maybe that last year they can
mm-hmm.
get it paid for.
Okay.
And we actually had a player that
okay.
got to do that. He's
okay.
going to be up at New Hampshire
okay.
as a defensive lineman there, Kyle
okay.
Fennick. There.
Well, Ryan Day went to school there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that's where he's going to go. He three schools actually offered him a spot.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the thing that was funny? Because he asked them, said, well, why are you contacting me?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, you're going to the University of Dayton. That means something to us.
Right.
We go down the list of D linemen and we
mm-hmm.
see Dayton, boom, we're
right.
going to contact. Because
mm-hmm.
we know what that program's about and that school's about, the kind of people. So the name Dayton helps them there.
And one thing about this program, even when Coach Kelly was here, you guys rarely had any issues with players. Is it one of those things, Coach, where you rather know before they get here about these kind of issues?
Correct. When we go out and recruit, we're going to recruit top quality young men, come from good families. Now, we know it's not a perfect picture for everybody. There are situations that they're there, and it doesn't mean the young man's a bad kid.
Right.
And we'll still, hey, we feel you can fit in here. That's the whole thing, is a fit.
Right.
And we're able to bring those type of individuals where we don't have those discipline problems.
Right.
Yes.
One last question. I know it's really the Pioneer Football League is always competitive. You got a good mix of schools. Is Davidson still the top dog, you think?
You know, Stu, I would have to say yes, because they got a lot of momentum going right now.
Right.
Way they've been playing the last 3 years,
mm-hmm.
and they're confident in what they're doing. Coach Abel has really put a nice foundation there to attract more talent.
Mm-hmm.
But I have always felt the PFL, on any given Saturday, anybody could beat the other team.
Right.
Really could. Really could.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all at once here, we lost three PFL games, but we beat the team that won it. And that was their only loss.
Okay.
That was their only loss.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great example there.